Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I'm delighted to have Michael Kearns, founder and CEO of Amartis, in the studio with me today. Welcome, Michael.
Hi, Allison, and thank you for the opportunity to come and join you today.
I'm delighted to have you. I think you might be our first Irishman on the show.
Well, top of the morning to you there.
Exactly. So Amartis is involved in some very fast-moving technology right now. Can you give us a background on the company and where you play in the technology arena?
Okay, sure. You know, our core expertise and capabilities are in the area of operational support systems and network management and control system development. We've been doing this since 2003, since the foundation of the company, working with major vendors and operators around the world. We have very deep experience in automation, and we also have built some very unique capabilities that we think are very applicable for the adoption of NFV and SDN.
Now, you mentioned network function virtualization and software-defined networking. Can you talk a little bit about what these represent to your industry and why they're so much of a focus of conversation?
As we look at SDN and NFV technologies and what they can bring to the operator, we look at them from the perspective of the whole cloud delivery model, which is more about on-demand, instant-on, elastic-type services. And really, SDN and NFV are the technologies that support that in a true end-to-end sense. So where existing cloud technologies really focus around supporting running applications in the cloud, the SDN and NFV components really bring that carrier-grade capability, include and introduce the network into the equation so that you really have a true end-to-end cloud-based delivery model that's capable of not just supporting best effort type services, but carrier grade type services for the enterprise, which is, I suppose, a mandatory requirement for corporates and enterprises to shift their workloads into the cloud.
Can you talk a little bit about how this technology is evolving?
What we see is the convergence of two things. In the more traditional operators and service providers role, where the focus is on delivering high quality, highly reliable services. And then on the other side of the equation, you've got the more IT, more agile cloud providers. I think you're going to have the collision of the two worlds in terms of the future of cloud, in that you will be able to get the corporates, in order to make the shift to the cloud in a large scale, will need to have that reliability and scalability, but they need it in an on-demand fashion. And this is where technologies like NFV and SDN really come into play. We think that these technologies have pretty much been focused around sort of proving the concepts of virtualization, of virtualizing the network, or virtualizing the network functions, and that the next big step in the equation is how to operationalize all of this and actually bring it to a production-ready level for service providers to take advantage of, and then obviously exploit in the services that they offer to their end customers, you know.
So when you look at that, you know, it makes perfect sense. You're moving from very static systems to something that's dynamically provisioning in real time. Old management infrastructures were built for those static environments. So, you know, what is it that you see the industry delivering to address this new need to automate services? And how far up the stack does that go? Do the applications themselves need to be rethought in terms of being resilient for these types of environments and taking advantage of all the capabilities of the new SDN and NFV?
What we think is in the software architectures like that exist within the operational support system, the SOA-based architectures, where typically the operations is made up of different point applications that are all integrated through external APIs. But this is very difficult to change and evolve over time. And we think that a new software architecture that combines runtime programmability, model-driven approach that can take advantage of the massive scale offered by cloud computing itself, not only would support the management of cloud computing and all the components that would support it, but also takes advantage of that. And then one that is focused on supporting the service lifecycle is critical. I think a lot of management and operation systems that are there today provide partial or patchy type support for services, like they may be able to provision services and are primarily based on scripting or something like that. But when it comes to reporting events or making any modifications to a service, they really fall short of that, you know.
Amartis is part of the Network Builders program. Obviously, there's collaboration going on with Intel. What is that collaboration like, and what is Intel bringing to the table?
We really have got involved over the last while with Intel, and it's been really beneficial for us to be able to network with the various parties and stakeholders within the Intel Network Builders. You know, looking at Intel in particular and the capabilities that Intel provides in terms of its, you know, advanced compute capabilities and networking capabilities, I think that we're actually a very good partner for the program, because you need to be able to exploit the capabilities that are provided by Intel and other partners to deliver services, and that's really where everybody wins. And, you know, if you have platforms that are capable of exploiting those advantages quickly and turning them into services, that's really where we can demonstrate our advantage within the network, you know.
Can you just describe quickly where you think your unique value is in terms of the solutions you're delivering?
Where we are different is not so much in the functions that we cover, like provisioning and assurance of the service or design of the service. We're actually different in how we provide it, and that we very much focus on what is the key success criteria for an operator, which is how quick can I introduce that service and how do I automate the operation of it so that I can optimize the operational costs and time for delivering that service. And this is where the how is completely based on having a unique software systems architecture approach, which is designed from the ground up to address the service velocity.
Obviously, NFV and NSDN are industry standards-based technologies. Some of the previous technologies in this arena have not necessarily been full open industry standard. What do you think is the reality of open systems and open standards as these technologies emerge in solutions, and what value does that represent to the full capability?
You know, in terms of open standards and open systems, I think you're definitely seeing a massive amount of momentum in this area and a big requirement for things to be very open so that you can quickly adapt the best of those technologies to make your environment suitable for delivering these on-demand services. I do think that the industry, by and large, over the last year or two, has focused on open standards, progressing the open source components, and really there's such a great amount of momentum there. I do think the next stage is that the vendors and the providers and suppliers and the service providers themselves really need to be able to look at this and see how they bring all of these components together to deliver production-ready systems. And that's the next challenge, and that's where we're talking about operationalization of these technologies so that we can really exploit them in service delivery. And I think that's the next big step.
If folks want to continue the conversation with you and find out more about Amartis's solutions, where would you suggest that they go for more information?
Yeah, there's plenty of information on our website at amartis.com, and also we have some LinkedIn pages and some blogs there. We're also regular participation in many of the standard bodies events, and very soon we're coming up to the big telecom event in Chicago, where we're announcing some product releases there.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for taking time with us today. We will be following you guys closely, and hope to have you on the show again soon.
Much appreciated, and thank you for the opportunity, Alison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.